This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How you doing? This is Willie Ponder, former New York Giant kick returner. And you're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to The Jake Brown Show, CBS Radio's Radio.com Podcast Network, iTunes, and Spotify. Is where you find us. Joining us now on the program, he used to play for a team that at one point was much better than they are right now. They are just hard to watch. They were better when he was there. I mean, they made the playoffs in 2005, at least, lost to the Panthers in a wild card game that I always remember. And it's Willie Ponder joining us, former Giant kick returner. Willie, I always remember because I was in line at like a Macy's to get tickets for that playoff game because they were there for, I guess it was a Ticketmaster outlet, and I was the next person in line, and they sold out this person before me, and it ended up being a blessing in disguise because you guys got crushed that game. That was tough. The good old days. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just out here in Colorado working, staying around the game, loving the game.
What's the deal in Colorado? Is 95% of people in Colorado stoned at most points of the day?
They got the medicinal stuff going on around here. It's like a, you know, like your neighborhood store. You can go and get it. So I wouldn't say 95. I'd say it's a good percentage.
Is it, well, is recreational and medicinal or just medicinal?
Well, it's recreational and medicinal. It is both. So you can come from New York and show a New York ID and go in the store, like, you know, and pick whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be making a road trip to Denver at some point, I'm sure. Check out a quote-unquote Broncos game, amongst other things. But I need to make my way there. And you're coaching Colorado Mesa University. Tell us how that's going.
It's going good. We actually just finished up our season. We didn't make the Division II playoffs, but we did finish up with a 9-2 record. A couple of my receivers, I just got found out. One of my receivers, he led the nation in pass reception yards for catch. He got special teams player of the conference. He had like 4 or 5 kickoff returns. So we did pretty well. Good team. Small school, but it's a good place. I love the area. It's a good, Grand Junction, Colorado. It's a good, you know, relaxing place. We got the family out here, so it's a good place.
Does it bother you as a kick returner as to what's happened in the NFL? They pushed it back, and there just aren't – I mean, we rarely do see kickoff returns for touchdowns that we did this weekend, but you just don't see it as much as you used to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I understand why. I mean, you know, what's going on with as far as the concussion stuff, and, you know, that it's like a car accident, you know, that play right there. And, it's one single play, so, you know, guys are flying down. And then another thing, you got guys on that unit that's, you know, trying to make teams, or that's what they do. So they get that one play. You know, me being a kick returner, there's been times that, hey, it was a real good collision. But, you know, with that move, I think it's good. But then you still got guys, you know, even like, you know, myself, or take Hester, or like, who was it, like a Hall or those guys, you know, right now with them moving it, you know, it's still getting kicked out 8 deep. Some guys can get it in back when we were playing. I know that's been a while ago, but 8 yards deep in the end zone, we were still bringing it out. So it's a difference. I mean, I think you get more touchbacks now, you know, with the kicker's legs and all that other good stuff. And then some teams will just scheme it up and kick it up, pop it up high in the air, try to put it on the 5 and get make you return it. So I think it's a good thing for the game. It's definitely, you know, safety issue is the main reason why, but it is what it is. To me, honestly, I think the game is getting a little, you know, with the rules, I've been watching, you know, I keep my eye to it. Some of the hits and stuff, I mean, it's safety, but I think it's getting a little soft, if I can say that.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and they have to be safe, but when you're flagging guys for a hit that clearly isn't a bad hit, it's just a good football hit. Like, there's some questionable roughing the passers. There's one that happened in the Jaguars-Chargers game that they called that Bosa got called on that clearly was not that bad. There's certain hits like the one on Flacco where Flacco got leveled by Kiko Alonso where that's just extremely dangerous.
That one was. I do remember I was watching that game. Now that is dangerous, and that that was a hit that he didn't need to do that. He's playing the game hard and fast, but he could have made that tackle and made that hit a little safer, but. I mean, the games play hard and fast, you know, and that's just from what I know. So, I don't know. I'm kind of on both ends of the fence, you know, with the safety and the way the game that I grew up playing it and knowing that how it's played.
It's just crazy that, like, guys like you and Morton and Dante Hall and these really good kick returners, like, there's no jobs anymore. It's like if you were – I mean, you were a receiver too, but you were more of a special teams guy and – You don't see guys as just a kick returner because there aren't enough kick returns to go around or get you a seven-figure check.
Yeah, no, and you're right about that. I mean, because I mean they basically taking the kickoff return out of it. You know, they're cutting the yardage back of it, and then I think it's more of the cover guys and a return guy. If you got any type of skill, if you're playing on Sundays, you can get back there and as a receiver, a running back. I know even Tiki Barber, I can give him credit of me. I didn't really do punts, but he could get back there and do punts, and he would show me how to, you know, read the punts and all that other good stuff. But nowadays, it's just like, okay, if you're a punt returner, make sure you catch the ball, and let's get the offense on the field. Or, you know, if kickoff return, let's just secure the ball. If you do get a chance to return it, secure the ball, and let's get the offense on the field. So I think they're just trying to protect the players and make sure they don't, you know, take some of the hits off of guys.
Willie Ponder, former Giant kick returner, joining us on the Jake Brown Show. Follow him on Twitter. Doesn't tweet a lot, but you can follow him at WilliePonder87. Bro, you got to get tweeting. What's going on?
Yeah, I did that when I got into coaching. You know, I'm not a very social media guy. You know, sometimes the social media can get you in trouble, you know. But I got it for players-wise and just if I need a recruiting and stuff like that. But, you know, if I can get some followers, you know, I'll definitely get on the recruiting, on the Twitter stuff. It's not a bad thing. I don't got nothing wrong with it. I'm rarely on there.
You're missing out on good stuff. You would have missed. I tweeted a good series of tweets today about a story, and I'll get your opinion on it because we're going to talk about it on the show on sweatpants. So I took a girl on a first date. We went to brunch. we ended up going back to my house. We watched some movies. She slept over. And then the next morning, we went to get bagels. And I wore sweatpants, and I didn't think it was a big deal. It's a Sunday morning. You wear sweatpants. I'm not gonna wear jeans to go get freaking bagels. It's five blocks away.
Right.
And she was like furious at that. Like we're not talking anymore. Like, which is not a big deal because she obviously has issues.
Yeah.
But because I wore sweatpants, isn't that the most bizarre thing? She said, "Oh, it's my first time meeting a guy. Like that's the first time I've had a guy wear sweatpants around me. The first time meeting." I'm like, "You slept over one." Two, you haven't met enough normal men. I mean, are you meeting like gay guys? I don't know who you're meeting, but I'm gonna wear my mother effing sweatpants, man.
I mean, what does she have over like stilettos and like a $5,000 dress or something to go get bagels? Like, what's going on?
She definitely don't. Like, she's asking for my T-shirt. I'm like, how about I wear sweatpants? You want a T-shirt?
Yeah.
I wear my pants. So obviously she has issues. But that I just wanted to tell you that what you're missing out on Twitter. Willie Ponder joining us. The Giants now, man. I mean, it's tough to watch. You said that you have been watching. What's going on? Guys are giving up. Janoris Jenkins giving up on plays. It seems like Ben McAdoo's lost the locker room. This is not the Giants that were led by Tom Coughlin.
Oh, no. I mean, Coach Coughlin, great guy. I love Coughlin. The things that he gave me, I still live by some of the values and things that he instilled, And the thing was, you know, when I talk about that, what Kauffman did, obviously I left in 07 at camp that year they won the Super Bowl. But I seen a difference. When I see a guy like Michael Strahan, you know, over the those first 3 or 4 years going into camp or whatever, I seen Stray change, you know, and that was the difference. That's when I knew it's really real. Like, okay, Kauffman, like I still have my I'm on Kauffman time right now on my watch. I'm 5 minutes fast, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just the things that he instilled. And when you get those veteran guys to buy into that and to lead by that and to do the things, because if you look back at it, I'm sure everyone knows the first year or so, Strahan and Kauffman, he fined Stray a couple of times for some, you know, like mediocre type of stuff, you know. But and it was some things that he did, but it was a process. I don't know Coach McAdoo, I never, you know, but I don't know. I think that, I don't know, I can't say that he's lost that locker room. I talked to DT, with David Tyree, after that Broncos game, and he was just saying it was a win that was needed. Then I thought maybe they were going to get on a roll after that. I think it's just overall discipline. I mean, you know, and guys just truly buying into what McAdoo's saying. And what I don't know what his message is. What is his message in the locker room? I know Coach Sullivan is the OC. He was the receiver coach when I was there. I know he's a straightforward guy. You know, a lot of respect for him. There's still a couple other coaches that's on that staff that was there when Coach Kauffman was there, like Coach David Merritt. I see that he's still around there. But I don't know, man. I know one thing, though. They got to protect Eli. Because Eli's a great quarterback.
He's going to die on the field.
Yeah,
he's going to die. I mean, he's going to die in the field. Yeah. The guy's getting sacked, and he has no time to throw. What do you do? If you're the Giants, it doesn't seem like they're going to fire McAdoo during the season. If you're like, the Giants, do you fire? Like, do you wait? Like, it seems like at this point you want to get a top three, top five pick because one, you're going to need a replacement for Eli. You're going to need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. This is a year of good quarterbacks. Why not get it now is one thing. And two, I guess if you want to keep losing, then keep the losing coach in, right? As bad as that sounds.
I mean no one wants – I mean, any win is a great win. I mean, look at the Cleveland Browns. They celebrated on TV like when they got their win. What was that? Not the Browns. The Niners. When they got their win. They were celebrating like they won the Super Bowl. I mean, this is NFL football. It's – You know, it's hard to get a win on Sundays. I mean, because everyone's great, man. All those players are good, but thing is, you got to get everyone to come together. And I think, like what you're saying, there's no need to fire them now. I wouldn't say that. I mean, because, like you said, we got to get some good picks coming in. We got to get some guys. For one, you know, if Eli decides to stay for another, I think Eli has another year or two in him. Because I think he can throw the ball. He's a smart guy. He's always been a cool, calm, and collected guy ever since I met him when he came in the locker room my second year. I mean, and it's evident he's a two-time. He won both Super Bowl MVPs, right? So, yep. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that can say that. But I know that they better protect him because if you don't protect him, it's not going to be good. You know, and I think that's 90%. Then they had injuries, man. They with Beckham going down. I was thinking, what's my big man name? Marshall. I thought that was going to be great. That whole, you know, that core. I thought that was going to be great. They need to get a running back. The running game needs to go. So it's just a few little issues that need to be ironed out all the way around. You know, I never doubt them out, though. I still think we're going to get a couple of wins before we ended up. And they'll come together. But we do need got some things that need to be ironed up.
Yeah,
as a whole, I don't think it is. You can point the finger at one particular person.
Yeah,
I think it's more of as a whole team thing. You know, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion from the outside looking in. I think it's as a whole team, and maybe they need to get some. You know, I don't know, some free agent veteran guys that's done it. I don't know if anybody would want to come to New York with the state that it's in right now, but I mean, it's a great place to play. You know, but you got to be able to handle it and have some thick skin to play in New York. So,
and I think it starts with the head coach. I think that they're going to do that. Reese could be out of here, the GM. They're going to need offensive line, and I think they will have to address receiver, considering Brandon Marshall could retire.
I think
they have Shepard is fine. I think Beckham will return and be fine. And they got a great kid in Ingram, a receiver/tight end who could catch the ball down the field. So they have some pieces, and they have some pieces on defense, but it'll take a good off season. I don't think this is a rebuilding process, but I do think you need to potentially address quarterback because Eli's days are numbered. I do think he's still got a couple years in him, but you want the next heir apparent of Eli, and you don't think that's Geno Smith. I would hope that's not Geno Smith because I've seen enough Geno Smith where he is not needed to start in New York again after what he did with the Jets.
Geno Smith, he's on their roster?
He's the backup. Yeah, he's the backup quarterback.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Feel free to say what you want about Geno because he was terrible with the Jets, man. He was terrible off the field, too.
He's definitely, we maybe need to lose out and get the top quarterback out there because, you know.
Exactly.
I don't think that he's the man for that, you know.
No, he's a backup. And
he's
he
not a bad guy. I'm not going to say that, but he'll be a backup. He's a backup quarterback, you know.
He'll knock a teammate out if you didn't pay for his flight to his camp or whatever.
I thought he got knocked out.
No, he knocked that. He knocked the guy.
He got his jaw broke. He got knocked out.
He started a fight. I think that was why that happened. I think he may have thrown a punch. Maybe his punch missed, just like most of his passes to receivers missed. Either way, when Tom Coughlin made the switch to Chad Morton, because you were playing well, you were averaging 26 yards a return. What's going through your mind there? Because it didn't seem like a decision that made much sense, and then the Giants' return game got worse because of it.
You know,
I still,
you know, wonder about that, but I think that's more of a decision that needs to be made when it comes to, you know, I'm at the end of my contracts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Chad return punts and kickoffs. I don't know.
Do you think it was more of a business decision made by the Giants?
That's what I think. You know, I think it was more of that because even I didn't even get put on a damn Pro Bowl ballot that year, as a returner. Like, I was like, damn, I thought, you know, I was leading fan votes, but I didn't even get, you know, put on the ballot as a team. And I was just thinking, that's what made me say, okay, you know, maybe my time in New York is ended, you know what I mean, just due to the fact that it's just more of a business, you know, asset. Because Chad wasn't faster than me, none of that, you know. He's okay, he's a good dude, but I don't think that it was that decision. You know, I did have, I think prior to that, I did have that freaking fumble, but that wasn't the issue. I still had my average up. I think it was just more business decision. You know, it wasn't ever issues off the field, never nothing like that, never, you know, had gotten any troubles or anything like that. I think it was just more of a business decision and probably for the team decision. You know, I believe in Coughlin. I don't got nothing bad to say about Tom, man. He was a good dude. He showed me a lot of respect and showed me a lot of love. So it was good, you know what I mean? And that whole organization as a whole showed me a lot of love. They gave me my first opportunity, you know. I don't know what it was. But, the proof is in the pudding. The return game status went down when I wasn't in there. So, I mean, you know, there was something going on.
Does that frustrate you? Because I feel like that affected your future contract. You were a guy who was crushing it as a returner who could have easily, if you played out that whole season, got another deal somewhere. I mean, part that had to at the time, I would imagine, if someone took a job from me when I was doing well at the job, that would have to frustrate me.
It's definitely frustrating. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and lie. It was frustrating. Obviously, I wanted to play. I would have done anything, you know what I mean, to get on the field. That's how much love I have for the game and respect for the game. But at the same time, I had respect for Coughlin's decision when he let me know. He was the first one to tell me. You know, he would come tell me. Even when I got released in 07, Coughlin was the one who called me, you know. So, that did affect a lot, You know what I mean? Who knows where my career probably could have went after that. You know, it was just after that, it was just kind of, I went to Seattle, and that's when I hurt my knee, and then it just seemed like everything just started snowballing from there. But, yeah, it was very surprising to me. I felt like I was on a roll. That would have been 2 years in a row that I led the league in kickoff returns, I'm sure, you know, and so something has to go. Something would have to check off for me, but it was a business decision, and I think, you know, they made their decision for the team, you know, and then they end up winning Super Bowls, you know what I mean, in 07. So, I mean, I don't think that it was nothing personal. I just think it was more business, you know.
Can you just shoot Chad Moore in a text and get him to get you a steak dinner or something?
If anything, I'd text him, tell him to give me a job. I see you out there coaching with the Seahawks. That's what I want to do. I want to coach. That's what I want to coach. I want to coach in the league. That's when I get back coaching. That's my goal. You know, that's what I'm pushing for. So, yeah, I'm going to shoot him a text and tell him he need to get me on somewhere. You know, I need to text somebody, tell him I'm looking for an NFL job, quality control, do whatever it is.
And he's a special teams coach. So would that be your goal, to be in the special teams in the NFL?
I'll do special teams. I mean, I think that I've been doing pretty good at coaching the wide receiver position. I was in Philadelphia this past training camp. I did the internship with the Philadelphia Eagles this past year.
Mm-hmm. How was that? How was that experience?
Man, that was sweet, man. It was actually my first time really being back in the NFL locker room. Just the whole atmosphere, you know, I think when it comes to playing, you know, obviously it's fun on the field, but the camaraderie of just being in the locker room, being around those guys, you know, you see, be around superstars and you see them on TV. Some people from the outside say something about them, but then you, in your head, you can't be like, nah, he ain't like that, because it's going to cause a big argument, you know what I mean, because of what they see on TV. They don't know how this guy is really personal, you know what I mean? So, being around Alshon Jeffrey, I got a chance to meet Alshon, man. Alshon's a good dude out there in Philly, you know.
And look at the Eagles now, Super Bowl favorite.
Man, they balling. Yeah, I mean, that's what, like, I shot Alshon Jeffrey a text and told him, you know, they had a great intern coach, you know what I mean, over the summer. That's why the success they have.
All,
you know,
credit to Willie.
Down, but, yeah, all credit to me. You know, it was big time. You know, I told him, I said, you guys got a chance to be the best receiver core in the East. You know, then I was like, but, you know, y'all got to deal with my G-man. You know, we got Beckham. We got Brandon Marshall and Shepard, and we got these guys now. And then he let me know that they still holding it down, and he's asking me about my boys in New York. You know, I said, hey, you know, it's trials and tribulations. You know about it. The league has got to stay healthy, you know. So my son, the only thing, you know what it is, my son, he's four. He looks at, you know, gadgets now, right, four-year-old. He looks, he asked me, he said, Dad, you play for Odell Beckham? So the New York Giants is Odell Beckham to my four-year-old son.
Yeah, I feel
that's his main thing. He's like, you play for Odell Beckham. So it's interesting, though. But those Eagles, man, they're doing good. You know, hate that they beat the Giants, but it is what it is.
It happens. Willie Ponder, former Giant kick returner and wide receiver coach at Colorado Mesa. Man, I hope you get back to the league coaching somewhere, and hope to see you soon. Appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me, man. It's a good deal.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, take care.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.